question from Vaishnacharan Prabhu. If we don't have the faith that our spiritual master will never fall down, will it not distract us from surrendering to him 100%? So, to be able to surrender 100%, is it not essential that we have the faith that my spiritual master is so exalted that he will never fall down? Answer. Spiritual master, who, actually often this verse is translated as, opens my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. That is fine as a translation. If you look at the Sanskrit, it's more specific also. Chakshurun Minatamena, that's true, he opens my eyes. But what does he do to open the eyes? Shalakaya, he uses a surgical instrument. And he applies Anjana, Jnana Anjana, the ointment of medicine, of Jnana. So basically, this is talking about a medical or a surgical process. So this verse talks about a spiritual master as a doctor and the disciple as a patient, basically a patient who is not able to see, and the doctor as doing the surgery to restore the vision of the patient. So now, if I am sick and I have to follow the instructions of a doctor, do I need the faith that my doctor will never become sick himself? Not necessarily. If I am in an epidemic area where hundreds of people are sick and the doctor has come to that epidemic area to treat the sick people and the doctor is giving a proper treatment, if I follow the treatment, I will become cured. And as long as the doctor takes the vaccination properly, as long as the doctor takes the precautions to avoid becoming infected, then the doctor will stay healthy and the doctor will be able to cure me. But suppose in the future the doctor falls sick, does that necessarily mean that what the doctor had, the patients that the had been treated by the doctor earlier, their treatment was not bona fide? No, not at all. Actually, this example very clearly conveys, and this is the verse to support this, that actually Krishna consciousness is like a medical process. And there are dozens of verses which talk about this point of Krishna consciousness being a medical process. There is the Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adhisthapya Vidya in the Nectar of Instruction, where the holy name is compared to sugarcane juice and our material conditioning is compared to jaundice. So there is a verse from Kulashekhar Maharaj which talks about Aushadhi Yamoha Prasham Aushadham Munimano Vritti Pravritti Aushadham Daitendra Atikar Aushadham Tribhuvane Sanjeevanai Kaushadham Bhaktyatyantahita Aushadham Bhavabhaya Pradvansanai Kaushadham Shreya Praptikar Aushadham Pivamana Shri Krishna Divya Aushadham. So he's comparing, I'll not go into the specifics of the verse, he's basically comparing the holy name to a medicine. So the idea of Krishna consciousness being a medical process is, you can find dozens and dozens of references in the scripture for that. And the spiritual master is a doctor to give that medicine. So certainly the doctor should know how to cure the patient and the doctor should be in a reasonable state of health. But do I need a guarantee that the doctor himself will never fall sick in future to be able to take the treatment of the doctor? Not necessarily. Similarly, it is not necessary for me to get a guarantee from someone that my spiritual master will never fall down so that I can follow his instructions and advance in Krishna consciousness, become cured of material conditioning. So if the idea, the possibility that my spiritual master may have some difficulties in the future, if that is checking us from surrender to the spiritual master and to the process of Krishna consciousness, then that indicates we don't have a proper understanding of how Krishna consciousness works. The two are not necessarily mutually exclusive. That for me to surrender to the spiritual master, do I need an absolute guarantee that the spiritual master will never fall down? Not necessarily. So now here we have to understand the difference between possible and probable. Possible means something which is a theoretical possibility. And probability, probable means that which is a likely eventuality. So when a student goes into IIT, it is possible that before the student gets graduated, the IIT may become bankrupt, it may close down, and the student may be left without a career. We cannot deny this theoretical possibility. But is it a probable? No, IIT is a very reputed institute. and they are supported by the government, and they are recognized all over the world, and it's unlikely that they will close down within a few years because of some reasons. So it's not probable. Similarly, the spiritual master falling is a theoretical possibility. But is it a probability? It's extremely unlikely probability. And certainly the disciple shouldn't be worried every morning when he wakes up and he's singing Mangal Aarti. Oh, what if my spiritual master has some difficulties? Actually, we should think whether I am having some difficulties and how I can overcome the difficulties. The spiritual master has his own spiritual master who will take care of him, and he has his own god brothers and others who will, if at all he has some difficulties. Actually, the spiritual master is very advanced. So, I had no intention of implying in any way that one should not surrender to the spiritual master. And nor is it a logical necessity that if I accept the theoretical possibility that my spiritual master may have some difficulties in future, that necessarily means that I will not be able to surrender to him. If I understand that he's a doctor and he's telling me the treatment, I should follow the treatment, I'll get cured. So I don't need a guarantee that he will forever be free from disease himself. Lust, anger, greed are basically contaminations, infections, they're like diseases. So these two are not at all mutually exclusive. I can intelligently, dedicatedly surrender to my spiritual master, understanding that right now he's giving me the treatment of Krishna consciousness and I need the treatment, and by that treatment I'll get cured. If I need the guarantee that my spiritual master will never fall down, where will I get the guarantee from? Who will give me that guarantee? The spiritual master himself? I have my serious reservations whether any spiritual master in ISKCON can say that I will never fall down. Obviously, they will not say that I will fall down. They will follow the process very clearly. But nobody can give a guarantee like that, because Maya is strong and all of us have to fight against Maya. Naturally, they are not going to needlessly get themselves into trouble by which they will fall down. But it would be a little bit presumptuous for somebody to make a blanket statement that I will never fall down like that. So, Prabhupada was a Mahabhagavata who descended from the spiritual world. And he also said that only once, on very rare occasions. Prabhupada also was saying that, it is the process of Krishna consciousness that is, I am following. I told the story yesterday about Prabhupada praying to Krishna and Radharani for protection. Now, so this is the point that we as disciples shouldn't be worried whether my spiritual master will have any difficulties or not. We should consider what are the difficulties I have and how I can overcome them. At the same time, we should recognize that it is a theoretical possibility. It's unlikely, improbable, but it's possible, theoretically speaking. And if somebody wants that guarantee that my spiritual master will never fall down, probably the only source of that guarantee will be one's own conceptions. Now, whether those conceptions come from one's own mind or they come from the super soul in the heart, one cannot know. So therefore, one doesn't have to demand such a guarantee from anyone like that. Certainly a disciple is entitled to believe that my spiritual master is very exalted and he will not fall down. That the disciple is entitled to have that belief, definitely. But nobody can demand or legislate faith. I am talking about the possibility that somebody may not be able to have complete faith in this. That doesn't necessarily mean that the person cannot be vyavasayatmika buddhi. Even when a person doesn't have that one, that total faith that my spiritual master may not fall down, as long as one understands that the spiritual master is giving me the process which will cure me and I want to be cured, one can be one-pointed in following the spiritual master.